How many of you have heard of Matthew Henry? A lot of you have heard of him. Matthew Henry was a brother in Christ, Puritan. He wrote many, many volumes of commentaries on the scriptures. And one thing he wrote was called this method of prayer. Have anybody ever seen this? It is just a wonderful thing just to sit down and read. And the reason it's so wonderful is because it's just scripture after scripture after scripture in prayer. It's not his words, and it's just wonderful. And what I wanted to do this morning was read one of the prayers out of his book here on confession of sin. He's using an older English kind of a version, so some of the language is a little different than maybe what we are used to. But it's very rich. And so I would like to read this because what he's talking about here is what the Bible talks about us as Christians, even in our redeemed state, which we have this new heart that God's given to us. And he's redeemed us, and he's made us alive together in Christ. And yet we also have this carnal nature that sticks around and that we battle with on a regular basis. And as we are more fully sanctified and we grow in Christ, we have greater victory over that. But it focuses here on the struggles that we have and how, because of that, we have a continual need to confess our sins to our Lord and to confess our sins to our Savior. So listen to the words that Matthew Henry compiled from Scripture, because they're not really his words. We have within us a carnal mind, which has it at enmity against God, and is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Thou hast written to us the great things of thy law, but they have been accounted by us as strange things, and our corrupt hearts have been sometimes ready to say, what is the Almighty that we should serve him, and that we would certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our mouth? For we have walked in the way of our own heart, and in the sight of our eyes, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Our neck hath been in iron, and we have made our hearts as hard stones. We have refused to hearken, and we have pulled away the shoulder from God, and stopped our ears like the deaf adder, that will not hearken to the voice of the charmer, charm he never so wisely. How have we hated instruction, and our heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of our teachers, nor inclined our ear to them that instruct us. May the Lord be merciful to us and forgive us of our sins. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word that reminds us of hard things and the condition that we still struggle with. And so as people that stand before you today, as your covenant people, we confess our sins to you, recognizing that there are times that we have despised and disliked and rejected you and your law. So, Father, we come now as your people, knowing that we are forgiven in Christ. His work was definitive, and his work was final. Thank you, Lord, for removing the sins that we have from us as far as the east is from the west. Thank you for bathing us in his blood and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. In the name of our good Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Isn't it good to be a good, forgiven people? It is. For our confession of faith, we're going to sing the Apostles' Creed this morning.